Presenting Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook. The Sixth Service Command presents Notes from Your Soldier's Notebook, a series of programs about your soldiers in the camps and hospitals of Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Today, your soldier's notebook will open to the story of a young woman who found hope and courage in the service of her country. You'll hear the songs of Corporal Buddy Clark and the music of the 344th Army Service Forces Band. So listen while we thumb through today's entries in your soldier's notebook. Here are a few half notes, quarter notes, and some sharps and flats, all neatly penned across this page of our notebook, along with a memorandum from Sergeant Carmondello to himself saying, "Let's get this one ready for today's program," all of which adds up to Tambourine Chinois by Fritz Kreisler, with our young violinist, Private Robert Basso, in the solo spot. Just across the page are a lot of hieroglyphics that look like hen tracks. How about it, buddy? Can you interpret them for us?
Very simple. You've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You've got to spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith or pandemonium, liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said you've got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. No, was great. My last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark. What did they do? Just when everything looked so dark. Ma'am, they said you've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between. No, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I don't suppose you'd think that a soldier's notebook would contain the delicate writing of a feminine hand. But remember, there are women in the Army, too. Somewhere in turning the pages, you'll run across a few words penned by medical technician Valerie Hansen when she found she could serve her country best by joining one of the newly organized hospital companies in the Women's Army Corps.
My name is Valerie Hansen. I was born and raised in Chicago. I remember as a child and all through my early girlhood being interested in nursing. But after I finished high school, I went to work, promising myself faithfully that someday I would take up nursing. But you know how things are. I got busy at work and going out on dates. And, well, I just never seemed to get around to it. Then I met Eugene. My life seemed suddenly to center around him. And it wasn't long before we were married and had a home of our own. We were very happy together, until the clouds of war suddenly cast a shadow on the happiness of our home, along with the entire country. My three brothers soon entered the service. William in the Army Air Forces, John in the Seabees, and Ralph in the Army Ground Forces. One day, Jean came to me and said,
Val, dear, I want to ask you something.
Well, Jean, don't look so glum. It can't be that serious.
Well, it is serious, Val. I just got to do it.
Do what?
Look, dear, Bill, John, and Ralph are all in. I just can't sit back and let them do all the fighting.
You mean you want to join the Army?
Yes. But what about you?
Oh, don't worry about me, dear. We'll have plenty of time together after this thing is over. You go ahead. Do what you think is right. I'll get along.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure, darling. And you know something? I'm awfully proud of you. Well, Jean went in and was assigned to the infantry and went overseas shortly before the invasion of France. In the fall of 1944, he moved up into German territory. Then one morning in November, I received a telegram.
The War Department regrets to inform you that your husband, Private First Class Eugene Hansen, was killed in action.
All the world seemed to crumble around me. For days, I just sat around and stared into space. And then one day I said to myself, Val, you've got to do something about this. You're not helping anyone just sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. I had often thought about joining the WAC. I had even written Jean about it, and both he and my brothers were all for it. Now was the time. The Women's Army Corps was forming hospital companies. I could get my medical training and at the same time help our wounded men. Perhaps I could make it possible for some other wife or mother to have her husband or son back home well and happy. Maybe in this way, I could prove that Jean and the others that have gone haven't fought and died in vain.
In the very personal section of our notebook is the careless handwriting of a soldier who's in love. Corporal Buddy Clark may have made the entry. At any rate, here he is to put the words in song. Buddy, do you mind?
Why, no, Boris. I don't care who knows it. Nothing you do or
And I don't care who knows it. I'm in love with you.
Must join the Women's Army Corps as medical technicians if our soldiers are to receive the care and attention they so justly deserve. The advantage of volunteering for a hospital company in the WAC is twofold. First, you'll be serving your country while learning a skilled profession. And above all, you will provide the necessary care for the men who have given so much for their country and are asking so little. Go today to your nearest WAC recruiting station and take your place in this gallant work of caring for the men who fought for you. Once again, we close the covers of our notebook. Join us again next week when we'll be back with more music and songs and another story of the men and women whose lives make notes from your soldier's notebook vital and real. This is Sergeant Boris Aplon, hoping you enjoyed our program today and looking forward to seeing you again next week.